Morning. The directory is here, and I wanted to let everybody know that they're probably in the hall. They have a stand set up, and you'll have their names on them. So I would like to see everyone to get their directory for the community. It's filled with, you know, wonderful things, as usual, and all of these very, very beautiful pictures of very beautiful people here. And what I really wanted to draw your attention to was on pages 10 and 11. So when you get it, I'd like you to look at pages 10 and 11. And these are all of our ministries. I really hope that all of you are very, very proud that this church community, our church community, is serving in so many different ways. So 10 and 11, in many ways, is like a resume for this community. A resume is something that we show what we've accomplished in our lives. When we go for a job, we take a resume. When we go to college, in some ways, we give a resume. Well, wherever we go and people don't know us, says we present a resume. And throughout our lives, I don't know whether you've ever thought of it or not, but throughout our lives is we have resumes, what we have accomplished in our life and what we do in our lives. And there are two types of resumes that each one of us carries with us. We have the resume of this world, the things that we've done in this world and of this world, and then we have the resume of the kingdom. You know, it's hard to say sometimes, you know, where our good works and the things that we accomplish, which resume does it go on? But there's easy ways to figure that out. It says if something is done for ourselves, if something is accomplished for ourselves, it goes on our worldly resume. So all of the things that we accomplish on this earth really are going on our worldly resume. The things we do for others are going into our heavenly resume. Now, when we go to enter the kingdom, we can show both of our resumes, but the worldly one will be thrown away because it's meaningless in the kingdom. It's only the resume of the kingdom that we should be concerned about. Now, in our worldly resume, it will say, well, I did this, I accomplished this, I have degrees in this, I have graduate and postgraduate degrees, and I have worked at Harvard and Yale and wherever all that is, or I have corporations and I built corporations, or I've accomplished this, or I invented that. That's all worldly. That's all worldly. Says we have to ask ourselves, what is in our heavenly resume? If we give money to the poor and are acknowledged for giving that money to the poor, that goes on our worldly resume. It doesn't go on our heavenly resume. Why? Because we have done something for ourselves. It's like we bought something. On our worldly resume, it says, well, I bought a house. Well, that doesn't mean anything in the heavenly resume. But this is the same thing. When we do things and expect to be acknowledged for these things, I know a lot of times people give gifts to the church and they want their names carved on the pews, or they want their names carved on the icons or whatever they've given. Well, I don't allow that, and that's because it's not good for you. I don't care if your names are where they are, but you have to, whenever you give to the church, you have to give, and it goes on your heavenly resume. Whenever something is acknowledged, it says it's no good to you. Even our Lord taught us that. He says, when you give, give secretly. Give in private, so that only God will know. Well, why is that? It's because anybody will give for the glory of giving. Anybody will give if they're going to be worshipped and glorified in this world. But it's the people that give secretly and quietly and privately that it goes on our heavenly resume. Now, I don't know, but I'd like everyone to think about what your heavenly resume looks like. We pretty much all can jot down a few things for our worldly resume, but what does our heavenly resume look like? Well, certainly, whenever you give towards the ministries of St. Nectarios, to the general resume of the community, you have to take some heavenly credit for that. Certainly, you will be given credit for that. But my friends, is all of these ministries that we do through the church, says how much of it are we doing for our heavenly resume? How much are we doing it for our worldly resume? How much is it because we want to be acknowledged? And how much is it because we're giving in secret? You know, giving in secret is very, very difficult to do. It's very difficult. It's a spiritual challenge. It's a human challenge to give secretly. But that's the challenge that will get us into the kingdom. That's the challenge that will fill our resume so that when we enter into the kingdom, we have something to show. Unfortunately, we don't write our own resume. You know, in the world, we write our own resume. And, you know, we were a fry cook for McDonald's, and we write down that we were manager of the east side of the corporate buildings of McDonald's. We like to trump it up a little bit. But the reality is that the angels are writing our resume. We don't have the ability to try to sneak a few things in there and say, well, really, I did this. It says, no, either you did it or you didn't do it. Now, the one blessing that we have as a community is that all of our resumes, we can overlap them. And what we do as a community says we can benefit. And some of these things that even if we're not physically there to do, says we can still get credit for them because we are one body. And that's one of the beauties of the church, is that we come together and everybody gives of their talents and everybody gives of their time and everybody gives of their treasures, and we all together are filling our resumes for heaven. These are things that we can say that we did. These are things that are to our blessing. These are the treasures that we're building in heaven, or the things that we do in the ministries that are performed by the church. Now, you're probably saying, well, where is he going with all of this? The fact is that we are beginning a new year of ministries. And we have many, many people that give tremendous time, talent, and treasures. Many people. We have people that pledge on their X amount, but then they end up giving much more. We have people that can, but don't. We're all part of the same community, though. Now, it's unfortunate that, I hope not, that the people that are not giving to their abilities, I hope and I pray, is because they just don't care. Or they're trying to take advantage of a situation. But I always try to encourage everyone that we all have to get involved and we all have to support the ministries. Well, the ministries that the church does is supported not only by time and talent, but by treasure. It says we have to have the treasures to move. We have to have the treasures to perform these ministries. And this church, everything that we do is a ministry, including salaries, including electric bills, including everything. However, when we don't have the income to support the ministries, now I'm not saying that it's stopping or blocking our ministries, but it's holding us back. And a lot of people think, says, well, St. Ignatius has got all that money. He says, no, we don't. He says, we use that money. We spend that money. We give that money. It's all for the ministries. Okay, so don't think that I don't need to give because somebody else is going to give, or I don't need to give as much because somebody else is going to give as much. But put your pledge in secretly. Make it generous. And the angels know where to write it down. And don't be afraid. Don't prioritize on your list the church at the bottom, whatever I have left. Just put it close to the top. Because this is what really matters. What we're doing here is what really matters in our lives. What we're doing here is what really matters in eternity. So I'm here giving a pitch. The thing that I don't like to do for the parish council. I'm giving a pitch and I'm asking all of you here not only to consider what your resume is and if it's enough, but during this campaign of stewardship, I want you to truly, truly consider putting the church at a higher priority on your budgetary list. I thank all of you for everything that you've given and done for the church, because this is a very, very generous community. And I'm not speaking to those people who have done above and beyond. I'm speaking to the people who are doing minimum or don't even sign the pledge card. This is something that I have a hard time understanding. Or some people say, well, I put a dollar in the tray every week. I'm a steward. And technically, yes, you are. And if that's all you can do, that's wonderful. That goes on your good resume. But if that's not all you can do, then you have to explain someday why were you blessed with all of these gifts? Why were you blessed with all of this plenty? And in comparison, you gave so little. So for our own spiritual edification, for our own spiritual progress, for our own spiritual heavenly resume, I'm asking all of you to reconsider what you're doing for the church and to increase, bump it up so that we can progress and that our finances will not be an anchor that we're trying to drag, but it will be like a sail that will be pushing us to do better and greater ministries in this world. I ask you for your forgiveness for coming in front of you on a Sunday morning and talking about worldly things. But even though we're talking about worldly things, this is also a heavenly thing. It is also the opportunity that God gives us to serve each other and to serve those around us in the world around us. Please know that there will be a stewardship table set up, and we'd like to have everyone go by and you know, pledge your fair share, and also influence and teach those others that are not here today, your friends and your relatives, and encourage them to also do the same, so that we can truly always be very proud of our ministries at St. Ignatius and always be one of the, if not the, most progressive in ministries in the entire archdiocese and probably even in the world. So God bless you. Congratulations for having a wonderful, wonderful parish with many ministries. And thank you for your generosity. And I hope that this stewardship year will be a great success.